Radio Prague News.
Czechs have begun voting in elections to the European Parliament. A compensation claim by plasma company Diag Human has been rejected by a British court. Outgoing Slovak President Ivan Gašparović is due to visit Prague next week. Czechs began voting in elections to the European Parliament on Friday to fill the 21 seats allotted to the Czech Republic in the 751-strong assembly. A record 38 parties and movements have fielded 849 candidates, which translates into 40 contenders for one mandate. Voter turnout in European elections is traditionally lower than the EU average, with only around a third of eligible voters expected to come to the polls. The results will be announced late on Sunday after the last EU voting country, Italy, closes its polling stations. The European Parliament represents the interests of 500 million people. A court in London has dismissed a compensation claim by the blood plasma company Diag Human against the Czech state for allegedly failing to protect its investment in the Czech Republic. The firm claimed 8 billion crowns plus interest for a marred deal in the 1990s. Diag Human, which has heard negative verdicts on the case from courts in Austria, Switzerland and France, is yet to decide on whether to appeal. Outgoing Slovak President Ivan Gašparović will meet next week with his Czech counterpart as well as the Czech Prime Minister in his final state visit to Prague. Gašparović steps down in June and will be succeeded by Andrej Kiska. On Tuesday, Gašparović will meet with President Zeman at Prague Castle. He and his wife will be given a tour of St. Vitus's Cathedral and both will attend a state dinner held in their honor. Mr. Gašparović last visited Prague in April. Some 150 liters of low-level radioactive wastewater were accidentally leaked at the Temelín nuclear power plant during a maintenance operation, the spokesman for the plant confirmed on Thursday. He stressed that the accident took place within a secure zone and that at no time were employees or the environment in any danger. Anti-nuclear energy activists, including the head of an NGO called Jeho České Matky, have charged that Temelín should be well past growing or teething pains by now. Temelín's spokesman, by contrast, said the level of radiation which had been measured in the direct vicinity of the accident was 8 times lower than radiation, quote, to which passengers were exposed on long commercial flights. In other news now, Pivovary Lobkowicz, the fifth biggest beer maker in the Czech Republic, has sold off 2.3 million newly issued shares through an IPO with the option for another 230,000 shares, the company stated Friday in a press release. The offered price per share for traders and institutional investors was 160 crowns. An additional 3.4 million shares were to be part of the offer, but the original shareholders opted to hang on to their shares. The company's trading on the Prague Stock Exchange will start on May the 28th. The city of Prague has turned down an offer by eMoney Services to pay 500 million crowns to continue licensing the multi-purpose open card used in transport. The mayor said earlier the amount demanded was unacceptable. Two studies found the price inflated by one quarter. City Hall will call a tender to select the new card system. Meanwhile, the city will start negotiations on the continuation of the current system for an interim period. The selection of a new card system will evidently spell the end of the controversial open card, which cost close to 1.2 billion crowns. The country's anti-corruption unit has charged 3 men with attempted fraud, the unit spokesman Jaroslav Ibehe revealed on Friday. The men were suing the state forestry company Lesy ČR for 12 billion crowns in damages based on 2 IT and communications contracts dating back to 2007. Investigators found no such deals had ever been signed. If found guilty, the members of the group could face up to 10 years behind bars. A quick look at the sport. In hockey in the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Montreal Canadiens edged the New York Rangers in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Final on Thursday, scoring in overtime. In OT, Czech forward Tomáš Plekanec picked up an assist on the winning play. Rangers goalie Henrik Lundqvist couldn't control the rebound off Plekanec's shot, and the puck was struck into the net by Kalchenyuk. The final score was 3-2 in Montreal's favor. I'm Jan Wellinger. You'll find more news at radio.cz.